No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Nice to have you with us, wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, and okay, foreign lands. I say that because the sun never sets upon this network or this show. We are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. That's 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Wherever you might happen to be listening, we are on your side. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Also, on the internet at sportsbyline.com, streaming along, go to sportsbyline.com and click Listen Live. If you'd like to write me an email, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. By the way, I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review. We talk video games here for 1 hour on all these sports talk networks. Not just sports video games, but all video games. And you may participate at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Get you in and get you heard. Girl, 1-800-878-PLAY. We are also SBNationLive.com. Sports running through SB Nation, as always, Houston, Texas. And Sirius XM for all my truckers out there. Blow that horn, white line fever. At the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM 211 in progress. Great to have you with us if you're listening on satellite radio as well. And on your TV set, forget ESPN and HBO. The excitement is over at CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network channel, tune your cable provider, 24/7 carrying the network as well. So we do here in this 1 hour where we get to talk video games across these sports talk networks is to talk video games. And you get in at 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. I will tell you what's new this week. I will give away a brand new game at 40 after the hour as well. So, and then at the end of the show, send your emails rick@sportsbyline.com for the cheat code. We'll do that as well. We only have an hour, so let's take a break, come on back, and let's do it right here on VGR.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Staples has everything for school at great prices. So this year you won't go back to school. You'll be ready to move forward into art class.
A 4-foot replica of the Statue of Liberty using elbow macaroni?
With glue and art supplies from Staples.
By tomorrow.
Right now, 24-count Crayola crayons and Polly Pocket folders are just 50 cents each. Plus, select lunch and backpack sets are only $14.99. Staples, we're not going back. We're going forward to school. In-store only, folder and crayon offers end 8/27, limit 30. Backpacks end 8/27.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, 1-800-878-PLAY. What are you going to do when it's Saints Row week? And you think about the PS4, the PS5, the Xbox One, the Xbox Series X, this Xbox Series S, the PC. Coming out here on Tuesday, and there are certain games, like last week it was Madden. And by the way, I'll be giving away a Madden game. This one? That's right, the new one at 40 after. So it's Madden week. This is Saints Row week. Now, I know a lot of you think it's a GTA ripoff. And look, it is in the GTA genre, if you like. Enchanté, je vous aime. But if you go back to when this game first came out in 2006, same name. I think it's interesting it's the same name because in 2006... this began in development in 03 for the PS2, and the name of the game was Bling Bling. Yeah, that's a time capsule. Anybody still say Bling? but then when it got announced at E3 in 2005, it was an Xbox 360 exclusive, and then it was going to port out to the Wii, which it never did. But this was sort of the first ever sandbox game on that seventh generation console era, and it introduced a few things that have now become staples to the genre, which is not just multiplayer, but a mobile phone that you had in the game, GPS navigation, a weapon wheel, and a lot of other stuff that this game had with Volition. Volition published from 06 to 13 on THQ, and in the last 9 years, it's Deep Silver that's been publishing this game. So Saints Row in 06, Saints Row 2, 2 years later, that was the 360 and also on the PlayStation 3, but it also ran under Windows and Linux. And then we got to Saints Row the third, that got to the Xbox One, then the PS4, and then Saints Row 4, that got on the Switch. Gat Out of Hell was the in 2015, and now back to just being called Saints Row again. And this time in the 8th and the 9th generation consoles. 9th generation is what we're in right now. Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5. Also on the 8th gen, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. Still running in Windows. And what's interesting when I think about Saints Row 2, that actually got ported out to Windows by CD Projekt. If you think what they've been through in Poland with the game they came out with, that was too fast. The Switch port got developed by Fish Labs. And it wasn't really until 2015, Gat Out of Hell, that we had another game that was a standalone, but you could basically say it was a expansion. It was DLC for Saints Row 4. So same title as 06. It really should be called Saints Row 22, even though it's not on the 360. But it is a reboot of the franchise now. And if you this started with a Volition in August of 2019, and then they confirmed it 2 years later. And it's amazing. I know we're going through a pandemic in 2020, but the game says it's going to be returning to the roots, which is a focus on gang warfare and not so much wacky stuff. Now, here's the thing. There's going to be wacky stuff. And by the way, I should mention all those consoles it's going to be on, and PC. So it's Windows, the 4, the 5, the 1, the XS. It's also going to be on Google Stadia, which is huge for Google Stadia, which is an afterthought sometimes. But this is in a fictional city called Santa Ileso. It basically is their version of Vegas. And Santa Ileso is currently under the control of three gangs. Los Panteros, which is a gritty vehicle and very active gang. There's the Idols. Those are the anarchists. They're focused on the clubs, the casinos, and then Marshall Defense Industries, which is an international private military corporation that has high-tech weaponry. So the player character, the boss, who's a former member of Marshall Defense Industries, assembles a new gang from dissatisfied members of the other three gangs and tries to seize power from them. So these new members include Nina, a mechanic formerly with Los Panteros. And Nina is the driver. Kevin is a DJ that was part of the Idols, who's good at heists. And Eli, who's the business entrepreneur with a master's that plans the gang's activities. So then you break down the city into 9 districts, which is Rancho Providencio. That's the rural area, but very run down. You get El Dorado, which is a casino. El Dorado, Reno, shining star, live the excitement. Different El Dorado. That's the casino. Monta Vista, suburbs. And in past St. Rose games, the player has to work to take over these districts. And the player, for the first time in this series, will be able to use empty lots to secure districts and then launch illegitimate businesses with legitimate fronts to help finance your gang. So the new city is going to have a lot more vertical areas with tools that the player will be able to use to take advantage of that. The driving gameplay has been improved to encourage the use of vehicles as weapons themselves. Very detailed character creator for, the selection of gender And there'll be drop-in cooperative multiplayer with a second player, with each player having their own boss character and progressing in their missions while helping the host player. So the reboot, as I said, trying to pull away from the wacky tone. There's going to be humor, there's no doubt. But I think if you look back to Saints Row 2, I thought that was the most balanced game when it came to comedy and serious business in it. And Volition's Jeremy Bernstein said it was kind of be kind of like Moonraker. In other words, the James Bond film that had very serious parts and it had funny parts. If you remember Jaws in that as well. The Shark. Now Richard Kiel, the guy with the teeth. But this was supposed to come out in February, and it got delayed here until late August, as we are right now. And so, and here's the thing too that I liked: if you wanted to pre-order or get the digital only special editions, it was just cosmetic content, which I think is good. Though there will be three DLCs that come with it. That's what they say. That's going to be the expansion pass that's going to be coming with it. But this game is going to be a huge hit. I don't know if it's going to be any good. I'm not going to judge a game until I actually play it, but it is Saints Row Week. Back to the original name. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break and we will come on back on the video game review.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It is the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to give away a brand new game. Normally, I don't say what it is, but it is a Madden game. Is it the new one? I think so. Call of Duty, of course, is a massive, massive game franchise. There's no doubt. And if you think about going back to the beaches of Normandy, to the city of Pripyat, to the frozen moon Europa, it has been the staging ground for a lot of different battles. But now there is a new conflict brewing between Sony and Microsoft. If you didn't know, those are the two companies that make the big consoles. Sony makes the PlayStation, and the Microsoft, they make it an Xbox. And now I sound like my Italian barber. You know, Rick, they stole my car and they found it in Oakland. Where'd they find it? They found it in Oakland. The guy's lived in the Bay Area for 40 years and he couldn't say Oakland. Rick, they stole my car, they found it in Oakland. The cake, she is stolen. The bread, she is still there. What? But we know that earlier this year, Microsoft announced its intention to buy Activision Blizzard, which makes Call of Duty, for $68.7 billion. Think about that 0.7. That 0.7 is 700 million. I love that. Normally you see 0.7. Oh, how much is the 0.7? 700 million. So while the Federal Trade Commission has been scrutinizing the deal in the United States, Brazil, or as we call it, Brazil, has also placed Microsoft under review by the Administrative Council for Economic Defense. This is according to the Washington Post, which is the country's national antitrust regulator, and asked various gaming companies such as Ubisoft, Riot Games, Warner Brothers Interactive, and Sony for comments on the merger. And out of the 11 companies that CAD, CADE, reached out to, only Sony was the sole objector. Why? Because Sony does not want Microsoft to own Call of Duty, which Sony claims would position Microsoft at the critical mass of basically a gaming monopoly. Microsoft has already gained some of the most revered franchises, like the ZeniMax Media ones, which is Bethesda, Fallout, Elder Scrolls, even Doom, where's it come over from? Id. And so these high-profile acquisitions have been integral to Microsoft solidifying the power of the Xbox Game Pass, which is, of course, the subscription service gaining access to this rotating catalog of downloadable games for a monthly fee. So in response, in Sony, in its response to Cade, said, quote, one of the reasons Microsoft's Game Pass has grown so quickly is because since 2017, Microsoft has acquired several third-party studios, end quote. Now, that includes, I mean, not all of them are huge, but still, Double Fine, Obsidian, Ninja Theory, I mentioned Bethesda, and all that adds content to the Game Pass. They say, does Sony, such acquisitions have given Microsoft a greater mass of content even without Activision's games. Adding Activision's games to that content would represent a turning point, end quote. So Sony basically described Call of Duty as an exceptional property in the gaming world. Well, why would it be exceptional? First of all, Activision devotes a staggering amount of resources with very impressive returns. And if you think about how it all got started, Call of Duty 2 was the reason I bought an Xbox 360. It was the coolest FPS game I ever seen, and that came from Infinity Ward. If you think about switching back from Infinity Ward to Treyarch, everybody gets 2 years to make it, and they stagger them, so you get a new one every year. And to this date, how much money has Call of Duty generated for Activision Blizzard? $30 billion. That's with a B. $30 billion. Yes. So that's why I said every year an annual Call of Duty title is the collective effort for multiple studios working together. There was an investor report last year from Activision that says there are at any point over 3,000 people assigned to Call of Duty, whether the one that's coming out or the one that's coming out in less than 2 years. So Sony maintained that there's no other publisher that could possibly challenge Activision's position in that market, citing Electronic Arts' Battlefield, which is another blockbuster and my personal favorite, as a competitor, since it has fallen woefully short of threatening Call of Duty. And as I said, to me, Battlefield's a superior game, but Call of Duty's more arcadey, more fun. Call of Duty, since it came out, has sold 425 million copies. Battlefield has sold roughly 88 million copies. But if you think about the latest game, Battlefield 2042, those sales were described as very disappointing by Blake Jorgensen, who's the chief financial officer at EA. Remember, those games from Battlefield are coming from DICE, Digital Illusions Computer Entertainment, out of Stockholm, Sweden. Sverige. Yeah. Sony said no other developer can devote the same level of resources and expertise to game development. Even if they could, Call of Duty is overly entrenched so that no rival, no matter how relevant, can catch up, end quote. So what they're basically saying is if they get Call of Duty, Microsoft exclusive, we're screwed. They'll dominate the whole market. You know, I saw a thing the other day. I don't know if it's true or not. I guess it is. But it says that Nike owns 50% of the world's athletic shoe market, which means Adidas, Puma, Under Armour, pick your source, owns the other half. But Nike owns half. The other ones seem like they're getting along. But anyway, Call of Duty is wildly popular on every console and especially, of course, on PlayStations. And it's a devotion which Activision Blizzard has promoted and rewarded. PlayStation players have loved Call of Duty. Perks unavailable to gamers on other platforms, early access, in-game gear, experience bonuses, battle pass tier skips, player skins, all that stuff. Call of Duty League, Activision's premier esports league for the series, completed exclusively on the PlayStation when it came out. And people who pre-order Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, which was the, of course, highly anticipated sequel to 2019's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, get first dibs to the game's open beta on September 16th. That's a full week ahead of Xbox and PC gamers who have to wait till September 22nd. So Microsoft has assured audiences that Call of Duty will remain multi-platform if the merger goes through. But somebody paying $10 a month for Xbox Game Pass could have access to every Call of Duty ever made and the latest releases upon launch, along with access to hundreds of other games there too. But Microsoft previously utilized a similar tactic with its own first-person shooter franchise, of course, is Halo. So comparatively, a PlayStation player would have to buy each Call of Duty title separately, which is what we've been doing our whole lives. But this is how it would look going forward. And by the way, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, by itself, the basic version, $70. is that enticing enough for a PlayStation owner to jump ship to Xbox? I don't think so, but Sony does. And Sony describes COD players as diehards who would easily give up their PlayStation if Xbox offered more comprehensive access. I feel like you already have the games. So now you're going to go back. You just need it a little bit more interesting for you. Sony has been building its own powerful stable of exclusives for a long time. I mean, if you look at Bungie, the studio that created Microsoft exclusive Halo, that was the latest developer to be bought by Sony. The Last of Us series, as well as Uncharted, Marvel Spider-Man, Horizon, Ghost of Tsushima, all Sony exclusives. So Microsoft pointed out in its rebuttal that Sony is doing the same thing when they got Ubisoft, which made Assassin's Creed and Tom Clancy Rainbow Sixes. So it's basically one thinks that it's blocking the other. But you look at these third-party companies like Ubisoft, Riot Games, Bandai Namco, even Google, they've all agreed that COD does have competitors if you want Apex Legends, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Valorant. Sony disagreed, just saying no one can topple Call of Duty. Well, we'll see. We'll keep our eye open on this space. All right, when we come back, we'll give away a brand new game, tell you what's new this week as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rich Tittle with you, Sports Byline USA, SB Nation Radio, Sirius XM 211, Dan Patrick Channel, American Forces Radio, wherever you're getting us. Great to have you with us. It's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game, and I have it here, Madden NFL 23 for the PS5. Second correct answer gets the game. At rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. My question is, on the cover, it shows John Madden being carried off on the shoulders of the victorious Oakland Raiders. That was Super Bowl 11, 32-14 over the Minnesota Vikings. And yes, I remember the score. My question is, what stadium is that?
Coliseum?
No, it was the Super Bowl. What stadium was that when he's on the shoulders of his Oakland Raider players? Tell me and you will win Madden NFL 23. Here's the blurb. Madden NFL 23 celebrates Coach Madden himself, whose football philosophies and expectations on the field has always been the foundation of the Madden simulation football experience. Developed by EA Tiburon, published by Electronic Arts. EA Sports in the game. Tiburon, by the way, up here in Marin County, it's Spanish for shark. Los Tiburones de San Jose. I went to a Santa Clara coaching camp with John Madden's son, and I remember Joe Madden, when he came to pick him up, I couldn't believe how orange his hair was. But for me, growing up as a Raider fan with Raider season tickets, at least my dad had them, Madden was the first coach I ever knew. He was my guy. So it's a, you know, more poignant now that Coach Madden isn't with us. And anyway, rick@sportsbyline.com. What stadium did the Raiders win Super Bowl 11 in? Just let me know. rick@sportsbyline.com. Let's move on. Let us move on. I'm in junior high with a B+ grade. At the end of the day, I don't hit the arcade. No, that's KRS-One. An interesting little story I saw from Europe. And it was about a guy named Adrian. Because when you think about the world of video game hacking, it's very shrouded in secrecy. And we know that there are gold farmers in especially China who are working to get in-game currency and then transfer it for real cash because time is money. And maybe if you want to buy that 68th level paladin and you don't feel like putting 3 years into it, you can just buy it. But there's a guy named Adrian. He's a Polish immigrant, and he's known as Manfred in the hacking community. And he told Euronews.next that he has spent 20 years diving into the coding of video games to exploit weaknesses and sell plunder. Huh. And he first realized how lucrative the world of online game purchases was when he sold a virtual property in 1997 in Ultima Online, kind of like what I was talking about. But in the online game, houses were very sought after objects. And Manfred hacked himself a castle. And he put it on eBay thinking he'd get $100 and went for $2,800. And then he saw the potential for making a lot of money. He said most people don't want to grind away in the game. They don't want to spend 8 hours a day. mining virtual rocks. They'd rather just pay somebody else to do it, which is what he did. But he didn't just spend hours playing the game. He spent hours working to generate digital objects, speeding things up. Because if you hack into the code, you can manipulate it, and at a touch of a button, you can have some. Not unlike when PS5s come out, they're all instantly bought online from whatever Best Buy, Walmart, Target, whatever it is. They're just instantly snapped up. So a lot of the hacking methods involved tricking the game providers with users, it has been more than the program has been allowed. So another clever trick he used to do was kind of like working the odometer in a car, which is, of course, illegal. Because when an odometer gets to its top value, 9999999, what does it do? It resets to 000. So in a 32-bit computer, the numbers are higher with values that go up to 4.2 billion, but the same principle applies. It's just called integer overflow, integer underflow. So in the game WildStar Online, Manfred subtracted from a zero account, and he could instantly create $12 trillion in in-game currency. And so he did other hacks. He put about 300 eBay listings on time. He said the sales from all his hacks paid for his college. He won't divulge how much money he's actually made, but he said that it was a lifestyle. And cybersecurity journalist Bernard Kerner says, you have to keep in mind that the vast majority of gamers are not interested in doing this. You have a very small subset who view this as a business, and they realized pretty early on that there was a market for gamers who wanted to increase their capabilities within the game for fairly significant amounts of money. Venezuela has been one of the bigger markets for in-game sales of the game RuneScape Online. And RuneScape Online runs on some older hardware, but it's becoming popular in developing countries, and many Venezuelans have taken to farming items and selling them as well. And the in-game currency is more stable than the Venezuelan fiat currency is. They'll use RuneScape currency to pay for their bills or buy a loaf of bread and do daily transactions. That's very surprising to me. But Manfred did point out that companies are starting to act against hackers like him. Not only were they shutting down selling accounts, but more and more games started selling items directly to the players. He said, that's what I was doing, and that's when I backed out. So Manfred became famous in the hacking community when he revealed the ways he hacked into 30 different games to create infinite amounts of in-game money. He detailed the methods at DEF CON, which was a hacker convention in Las Vegas. And he talked about how Axie Infinity is a blockchain-based game where players can sell and buy and sell games with all that currency that you get. And Axie Infinity has a huge participation in the Philippines, and people are quitting their day jobs to get into that right now. So... Look, it's always been there. And I remember there was a guy in, I want to say the Ukraine, who had stolen millions of American credit cards, and he was celebrated. Like, you got over. It just depends how you feel. How you feel it. Do you like it one way? Do you like it the other? I don't know. 1-800-878-PLAY. I also want to talk about a new Steam game. We'll get to the new releases here in a second. A new Steam game is literally just a squirrel with a gun. And well, I have seen over the years so many different games, especially at the Indie Games Fair at the Game Developers Conference every year. But it's usually people try new artwork, or they try some new ancient civilization or an alien planet or something as well. But recently on Twitter, clips of a still-in-development game called Squirrel with a Gun have gone viral, and thousands of people are sharing the video online. And you see a squirrel running around. All of a sudden, it has like a 1911 45 in its hand. It's called Squirrel with a Gun. And it's all in proportion, so the gun is bigger than the squirrel. Yeah. And it would be ridiculous to think that the gun would be squirrel size. It had to be real size. That would have been unrealistic. But there's also another one where he has like this Mac-10 and he's shooting it and he launches himself up by shooting it at the ground. Now remember, over on Steam, and yes, this game does have a Steam page, there's not much more information about this game except it's going to be a Game of the Year contender. No, I don't know. But it's being developed by a guy named Daniel D'Entremont. And he said it'll be a sandbox game about exploration and shooting stuff. He says you'll be able to help people or rob them. So if you're serious to find out more about it, you can follow D'Entremont on Twitter. That's D-E-E-N-T-R-E-N-M-O-N-T. And he also shows how there's going to be some hand-to-hand melee combat as well. Is this going to be another GTA 6? Probably not. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games this week. As I mentioned, Saints Row, PS4, PS5, PC, Google Stadia, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One. Justin Whack and the Big Time Hack. This is an adventure point and click on the PC and the Mac. Oh, Justin Whack and the Big Time Hack on the Mac. Midnight Flight Express. This is an action beat-em-up PS4, Switch, PC, Xbox 360. Yars Recharged. Shoot 'em up, shooter. Remember Yars Revenge? It's going way back to the 70s. The 4 and the 5, the X, the S, the 1, PC, Switch as well. SD Gundam Battle Alliance. Action game on all the big boy franchises and PC and Switch. I Was a Teenage Exocolonist. This is a card RPG. PS4, PS5, PC, Mac, and Switch. Idol Manager, a simulation game. And it looks very anime. It just shows five girls on it. Idol Manager on the Switch. Shin Chan, Me and Professor on Summer Vacation. Adventure game on the PS4. NHRA, Speed for All. Of course, this is some drag racing here in all the systems. Pac-Man World Repack, action platformer, all the big systems as well. And finally, Soul Hackers 2. This is a dungeon crawler RPG sci-fi game. And the summary on this is Decrypt Destiny in the futuristic first-person dungeon-crawling RPG experience Soul Hackers 2 in a war between devil summoners. It is up to Ringo and her team to save the world from apocalypse. This is published by and developed by Atlas. And violence, blood and gore, partial nudity, strong language, rated M17+. All right. We will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you.
We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
The Video Game
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. This is the time when I let you know that cheat code. You just tell me what you want. This one comes from Frank. Frank writes in from San Leandro, California, a little bit south of Oakland. He says, Rick, I need a couple of codes on Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Xbox One. I need the infinite health, and I need the weapons cheat. Well, there are a lot of specific cheats in this game, but you're right. The infinite health only lasts for 5 minutes, which is like that Anchorman thing. 80% of the time, it works every time. Sex Panther. Infinite health for 5 minutes, GTA 5 on the Xbox One is, ready? Right, X, right, left, right, R1, right, left, X, triangle. Once again. Right, X, right, left, right, R1, right, left, X, triangle. For the weapons cheat, put in triangle, R2, left, L1, X, right, triangle, down, square, L1, L1, L1. I'll say it again. You're probably better off emailing me. I'll email them to you. But anyway, weapons cheat, any point in the game, just go ahead and put triangle, R2, left, L1, X, right, triangle, down, square, L1, L1, L1. I know it's not fascinating radio to give out a code, but there it is. And there's another edition of the Video Game Review. Thanks for tuning in. You can always email me throughout the week with questions, comments, or concerns, rick@sportsbyline.com. Until then, we return you to lots of sports talk on all the networks, and we'll see you next time on the Video Game Review.